Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call of Marlex Group on the half-year results 2020. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The presentation is available online. Please click on the Launch Web Presentation button, which was provided in the final registration email for this call, to see the slides. You can also download the presentation from the Marlex Investor Relations website. During the Q&A session after the presentation, you are invited to ask questions via the web chat or via phone. On the call today, Marlex Group is represented by Michael Frick, Member of the Management Board and CFO of the Marlex Group, Ralph Josephs, Vice President of Corporate Finance, as well as Jan-Frederik Thiele, Director, Corporate Controlling. Now I would like to hand over to Mr. Frick.
Yeah, thank you very much, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to welcome you to our half-year results call. Before I start, please let me express my hope that you're all doing well and you've come through these difficult days without harm. Over the next 20 minutes, my colleagues Jan-Frederik Thiele, Ralph Josephs and I will bring you up to date on Marlex Group's financial results for the first half of 2020. Ralph Josephs has taken over as Vice President Corporate Finance at the beginning of July 2020 as successor of Philip Kuckuck. Ralph Josephs will introduce himself later at the beginning of his part of the presentation. Given the prevailing COVID-19 crisis, we will also be deviating from our normal communication and have a closer look at impacts on Marlex financials. After that, we'll be happy to answer any of your questions. The coronavirus outbreak in China prompted the World Health Organization to declare a global health emergency in late January 2020. The coronavirus represents a massive health crisis and an economic one as well. Leading institutes expect a significant slump in 2020. The International Monetary Fund's latest forecast shows a global economic decline of 5 percentage points. The automotive industry has seen the impact of the crisis evolve from a supply shock to a global demand shock. Production of passenger cars fell by 33.2% and by as much as 29.3% for trucks in the first half of 2020. In North America, the decline has been less severe than initially expected, as demand for automobiles could still be met, especially in the southern states, due to the rapid easing. However, new COVID-19 outbreaks have recently been accumulating in these states in particular. In addition, unemployment has risen massively, which might also lead to a reluctance to buy cars in the coming months. South America is also suffering from a sharp downturn in the labor market, compounded by a significant weakening of the local currency. No region was available to decouple itself from the negative development. In Asia-Pacific, the negative impacts were still the lowest. Only China is expected to show a positive but reduced growth, as the recovery in consumption and industrial activity is already in full swing. However, it remains to be seen whether the recent political conflicts with the USA will have an impact on China's economy. Coming to page 4, we can have a more detailed view on the development of Marlex Group sales in the first half of 2020. The decline in our organic business due to shrinking global markets amounted to almost 1.9 billion euros, or 32.2% of total sales, and was in line with the overall market decline of passenger cars and trucks. Within the Marlex Group, we experienced the best development in our mechatronics and electronics business, as well as in the aftermarket business, which was also hit by the declining market, but by far less than the other business units. Nevertheless, COVID-19 and the market environment have left a significant dent in our current performance, while we continue to focus on the transformation of the global automotive powertrain business with our dual strategy. The financial impact on the COVID-19 crisis for for the first half 2020, as well as an outlook, will be shown on the next pages. At the beginning of the COVID-19 crisis, we modeled two scenarios differing in terms of shutdown duration and the shape of the recovery after the shutdown. In the more positive scenario, we expected a total shutdown in Europe and the Americas of 5 weeks and a regular recovery back to monthly budget figures later this year. The more pessimistic second scenario shows a total shutdown in Europe and the Americas of 8 weeks and a recovery which continues to see sales clearly below monthly budget figures for the remainder of the year. Page 6 provides an overview of the actual development of sales figures during the shutdown and thereafter. 2020 got off to a slower than expected start in Europe and especially South America. The COVID-19 crisis started in China, where Mahle lost about 1 month of total sales due to the shutdown in February and March. China subsequently showed a very good recovery and a fast ramp-up. At the end of March, we stopped production at all our European plants and did the same in North and South America at the beginning of April. Accordingly, April marked the low point in terms of sales due to the production shutdown. In average, the shutdown of production facilities lasted for 6 to 7 weeks and was therefore in the middle of our scenario 1 and 2. Currently, all 172 production facilities are in operation except 2 plants which are closed for the usual summer break. In the course of our ramp-up phase, starting mainly in May 2020, sales picked up again and have reached levels of up to 90% of budget volumes. As of half year 2020, the cumulative sales loss compared to budget had reached 1.8 billion euros, and in comparison to the first half of 2019, sales were down by 1.9 billion euros. For the 3 months of August till October, we are currently expecting sales of around 90% of budget and previous year's figures. This forecast applies under the condition that we are not faced with the second COVID-19 wave with another shutdown of production facilities. Mahle is taking every possible step to reduce the impact of such a massive sales decrease on the group's profitability and liquidity status. Where possible, we are receiving support from government programs for short-time work and similar schemes, and we are reducing the workforce in line with sales levels. We have also adjusted our CapEx plans for the rest of the year. As you can see on page 7, showing our key figures at a glance, Mahle, as well as the entire automotive industry, was heavily impacted by the COVID-19 crisis. In comparison to the first half of 2019, our sales shrank from 6.2 billion euros to about 4.3 billion euros. The increasing R&D ratio at 7.2% can be explained by the sharp decline in sales and less decreasing R&D costs. Intendingly, we continued our R&D projects on a reasonable scale. EBITDA margins and net income, however, were under heavy pressure impacted by reduced sales volumes. Positive results of productivity and factory performance limited the negative net income impact drastically. Further details on the financial impact of the COVID-19 crisis for the first half 2020 will be presented by Jan-Frederik Thiele on the next pages.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. Shrinking sales caused by the COVID-19 pandemic left a significant mark in the EBITDA, which could, however, be limited in its extent by quickly implementing countermeasures in the area of personal and non-personal expenses. Overall, increasing productivity could not compensate for the negative volume effect, but made an important contribution to limit the net loss of Mahle in the first half of 2020. As a positive effect to our bottom line, Mahle received insurance refunds from warranty claims. The positive effect amounted to 90 million euros. Given the negative net income, Mahle Group's equity decreased by 0.6 billion over the last 12 months from 2.9 billion euros at half-year end 2019 to 2.3 billion euros at half-year end 2020. The equity ratio of 29.7% was below the minimum threshold value of 33% as defined in our financial policy. In addition to the negative net income, the equity ratio was positively influenced by a decrease of the balance sheet total by 677 million euros. The net loss and payments for an additional 5% stake in Mahle Bär were the main drivers of the increased net debt position. As a result, the net debt to EBITDA ratio rose to 2.8. Although we are working hard to limit the impact of the crisis, leverage far exceeded the 2.0 threshold of our financial policy. Turning to cash flow, we have to state that operating cash flow in the first half of 2020 suffered from strongly declining sales volume. Given the overall market performance, Mahle took a clear step towards preserving cash by reducing cash outflow for investments in tangible assets by almost 30% from 223 million euros from last year's first 6 months to 161 million euros in the first half of 2020. M&A related cash flows were driven by another 5% acquisition of Mahle Bär GmbH & Co. KG. The acquisition cost for this 5% stake was substantially lower compared to prior years due to the lower market valuation of our peers in the automotive supplier industry and the reduced current profitability. Another payment linked to M&A was the acquisition of the outstanding 50% stake in Bär Heller Service. Since January 1, 2020, Mahle holds 100% in the thermal management specialist BHS, which was, after the acquisition, integrated into Mahle's aftermarket business. Financing cash flow reflects especially the repayment of Schuldschein loans amounting to 60 million euros in May 2020. I would now like to hand over to Ralf Josephs, who will briefly introduce himself and then give you an update on the funding activities of Mahle Group.
Well, thank you, Jan Frederik. My name is Ralf Josephs. I'm the successor of Philipp Kuckuck. Before joining Mahle in July 2020, I worked 7 years for UniCredit, 4 years for BMW, and 13 years for MAN and Traton, always dealing with corporate finance, capital markets, and treasury matters. I'm looking forward to working with you. Turning to the liquid funds balance of Mahle, we can see that our efforts pay off and the current development is better than initially expected when modeling the two COVID-19 scenarios. Liquid funds are at the level comparable to half year 2019 and slightly better than at the end of 2019. COVID-19 is having a significant impact on the group's earnings and thus on the total leverage. Indications of the long-term consequences of COVID-19 on Mahle, the automotive industry and the global economy as a whole are still very difficult to assess at this point in time. As you know, Mahle pursues a conservative financing strategy. In order to cushion possible liquidity losses arising within COVID-19 crisis, Mahle has decided to raise additional funds. In June 2020, Mahle added to the existing 1.8 billion euro syndicated loan, a second syndicated loan facility with an amount of 500 million euros and a tenor of 3 years. This loan was granted by a consortium of relationship banks of Mahle. The new facility includes a mandatory prepayment clause regulating the repayment of the facility by funds raised from capital markets. Already in 2019, Mahle used the favorable situation at the financial markets to amend the extend the existing revolving syndicated loan facility with its core banks. This loan has a volume of 1.8 billion euros and a tenor of 5 years with 2 one-year extension options. The additional loan of 500 million euros increased available syndicated loans to a total amount of 2.3 billion euros. The upcoming bond maturities of 300 million euros due in May 2021 and 500 million euros due in May 2022 are currently well covered by free credit lines in the syndicated loan facilities. Nevertheless, Mahle intends to get back to the bond market for new issuance as soon as the market conditions appear appropriate. All in all, Mahle has available sufficient funds and headroom to cope with the COVID-19 crisis and throughout the transformation phase of the automotive industry. As a conclusion, I can say the first half of 2020 was heavily affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, with a gradual recovery starting in the second quarter of the year. Mahle was able to perform the ramp-up after shutdown very well, and major KPIs at the current sales level are better than we expected when modeling the two COVID scenarios. Nevertheless, COVID-19 will continue to burden Mahle's top and bottom line, as well as cash flows during the remainder of the year. Now I'd like to thank you for your participation in our half-year update call. We hope that you stay safe and we'll keep you updated as the year continues. With this, I would like to conclude our presentation and invite you to ask any questions you might have.